Paula, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. So where did this idea come from? Have you been inspired by other projects like it, or is this all, you know, an original idea?
Look, we've been inspired by a number of, I suppose you call them selfie experiences that are happening all around the world. And the kind of Instagram moment that is very popular in museums and galleries. And we were working with our media and communications team, and we wanted to allow the community to become part of this experience. And we thought through photographic portraiture, this would be a great way for people to engage with us and with our fabulous collection of portraits.
For sure. And so what are you actually trying to portray or communicate with this exhibition?
Yes, so we're redeveloping our galleries at the moment, and we're bringing out as many collection items as possible. There'll be over 3,000. And part of our collection is an amazing amount of people's faces and portraits. And my team is actually pulling out over 6,000 portraits from the collection to show them in this digital experience. And then we wanted also to engage the community by allowing them to either upload a photo whilst they're in the gallery space through a couple of photo booths that we've built, or to upload via Instagram using the hashtag New South Wales, so that they become part of the gallery experience, but that we also collect these portraits and look at what the face of New South Wales is in 2018.
Right, so I think you're trying to represent multiculturalism and a multicultural New South Wales. This is a great way to show this. Are you hoping? What are you really trying to achieve among your audiences and the people who walk through and see all these faces?
Yeah, look, I think you know the library is open to everyone. Everyone is welcome here, and we really want to make people feel comfortable and be. To see that diversity that is making up the people of New South Wales. So we feel that that's really important to showcase as much diversity as possible. And we're seeing that now. If you look at the hashtag in Instagram, there's just such a beautiful display of people coming through now. So it's lovely.
Yeah, so lots of people have been taking it on board and sending in photos, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we feel like it's really resonating. Every day we're getting photos through for our experience that opens on the 6th of October. We were hoping for about 100 images to start with before launch day, but we're almost hitting 1,000 at the moment. And, yeah, it's really lovely to see that people are engaging with this process and sharing their beautiful portraits.
For sure. And do you think this could lead on to any other projects about multiculturalism in Australia or anything photo-related?
Oh, look, it's really interesting. We've had feedback from places such as all over the country, actually, and even Sweden about, you know, what is the face that makes up your potentially city, state and country. So it would be so nice to see this sort of go... you know, across to other states and actually have, you know, the people actually engage with becoming part of what that face looks like.
For sure. So just to be clear, what is the hashtag we can use and where can we send our portraits into?
Yeah, so there's two ways. At the moment, people can upload a photograph in Instagram, and if they just use the hashtag New South Wales, we will pick it up and it will become live in our gallery space from the 6th of October. There'll also be a web presence where they'll be able to find themselves in that experience as well.
I love that hashtag, New South Wales. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's very original.
Yeah, it just came through in the design thinking processes. One of my developers, Ka Ho Chung, sort of said it, and it just... It's stuck ever since, and we have not been able to call the exhibition anything but New South Wales since.
Oh, that's great. Well, Paula, thank you so much for your time today on the show, and best of luck with the exhibit. I think it's a great a great initiative, and hopefully it does promote that multicultural Australia and New South Wales and Australia in general that we we don't always see in the media and whatnot.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck. Okay. See ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.